Ron Cardenas' graduation was postponed 58 years by the Vietnam War, but he finally received his Erie High School diploma on Friday. Cardenas was a student in Erie's class of 1965 and joined the U.S. Marines in his junior year of high school. He never received his official diploma despite earning all his graduation credits while serving in the Vietnam War. Speaking to students and special guests on Friday, Cardenas recalled meeting his wife at 15 and walking from Erie to Lafayette to go see her. He also recollected the racism that eventually contributed to his decision to drop out of high school. "I remember when someone got in trouble or their grades were failing, the white students were told how important their education is," Cardenas said. "The Hispanic students were told they should quit school and join the service or go find a job." When he turned 17, Cardenas asked his parents to sign off for him to join the Marines. He said it was a rude awakening when he went to boot camp. "They broke you down to make you feel so low it's unbelievable, but then they taught you the Marine Corps way," Cardenas said. "Then they build you up as a Marine." After a year and a half of training, Cardenas turned 19 on the ship headed for Vietnam. Just a few months in, something happened that changed his life forever. On a search and destroy mission, his platoon was ambushed and surrounded. By the end of the fight, just him and three others were able to get away. "I saw things as a very young 19-year-old that would make your stomach sick, most people sick," Cardenas said. "To this day I still have flashbacks." After escaping the worst of the fight, Cardenas was speaking with a captain and saw a member of the Viet Cong just 8 yards away. Cardenas shot and killed him, but the soldier was able to throw a rocket-propelled grenade that landed in front of Cardenas and knocked him out momentarily. When he came to, Cardenas could still walk and talk but needed medical attention. When they were finally able to treat him, Cardenas found out that his eye had been wounded too badly to repair. He eventually had a prosthetic put in. Cardenas went back home, and by the fall of 1968 both he and his wife had become involved in Erie High School sports. They volunteered with the Booster Club, and Cardenas served as president, twice. He also coached football, wrestling and baseball over the years. The couple's children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren have also attended Erie High School. They still attend as many Erie games as they can. If you hear a fan that's kind of loud in the Tiger Stadium, trying to get the referee to make the right call, that's probably Ron Cardenas, said Matt Buschler, Erie High School principal. After receiving his official diploma from school board member Miosha Brooks, Buschler gave Cardenas a cord recognizing his lifetime commitment to Erie. Athletic director Justin Carpenter then awarded Cardenas the Athlete of the Year Award for 1964. "He didn't want a cap and gown. I tried to twist his arm," Buschler added. Cardenas thanked everyone for the honors and expressed how much the event meant to him. His biggest piece of advice to the high schoolers at Erie was to grab onto opportunities and go as far as they can. "I look back and I realize I could have taken the path of despair and let my past choices and mistakes define my future," Cardenas said. "Instead, we've worked hard. We've raised our children to believe that besides family, respect and education are the most important things."